Yes, we finally getting to sit down. I'm so honored that you decided to join me here.
Thank you so much for having me. This is really an honor being able to be next to the queen.
Oh,
fabulous. Thank you for having me.
You know what? I want to talk to you about you. So you was born in Atlanta, went to school in Texas. Tell us about that.
So basically, my dad was in the military. I'm an Army brat. Okay. So I was born in Douglasville, Georgia, which is right outside Atlanta. And then my dad joined the military when I was young.
Oh, wow.
So the first place I lived in was Fort Stewart, Georgia. Then I had the opportunity to go to Germany for like 5-6 years. So I was there between like 5 and 11. And then we moved to El Paso, Texas, where my dad was still in the Army. My dad, unfortunately, went to Desert Storm at that time, and then I was in high school there. So I played on the AAU team.
Oh, wow.
Since I was like 13 years old from New Mexico. Then I moved to New Mexico.
Okay.
Then I went 1 year of high school there. Then I played college basketball at the University of New Mexico.
Fantastic.
So all over the place.
You all over. But what age did you know was it when you were 13 and you got on the AAU team that you said, you know what, basketball is what I want to do?
See, baseball was my first love.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, baseball was my first love. And then that ball started coming too fast. And then I'm like, hold on. I got hit a couple of times and I'm like, okay, hold up. Let's try basketball and let's try football. Played football all the way up until middle school, and then I was fullback, so I was always bigger than everybody else, but the kids started coming at my knees, so that wasn't good. Went into high school. My high school basketball coach said, no, you can't play football no more, because you know football is before basketball season.
That's right.
So, no. So that was my last year ever playing football. So ever since I was a freshman, towards later in the year, my freshman year, I continued to play basketball, and that was it, ever since I was like 14, 15.
Wow,
yeah.
That's amazing. So you played three sports. That's awesome. Wow,
yeah.
Is there any other sports you like?
Right now, I was doing MMA stuff out of Uriah Faber's gym.
Oh,
no,
wow.
Not getting in.
Oh,
octagon.
I was about to
you,
say,
you
got to
be out of your mind.
Okay.
No what? Octagon for me, but okay. He had his gym downtown.
Okay.
On I Street, to where I trained with Kenneth Alexander, my guy that was there for a while. And Uriah Faber gave me a couple lessons. And
wow.
I did that for like 5 years. I've kind of backed off the last like 3-4 years. But I'm a big MMA fan, too.
You're a big MMA fan?
Yeah.
So when they come around and they tour, you definitely front row seats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Even when I was playing. Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. Especially at Arco before the Golden One Center.
Oh, yeah.
At Arco, yeah. I was always at the MMA fights with my friends and stuff, yeah.
I would love to see one. I don't really watch boxing because I'd be like, oh, they be hitting so hard. But MMA with the kicking and all the different things that they do, I do like that sport.
Yeah, and then it's nice because the girls get to actually interact too and do their thing too. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. What's the one girl? She's bad. The Reese or Rhonda, Rhonda something.
Rhonda's been gone for a couple. She's been gone for a while, yeah.
Oh, last I seen, she was the baddest thing going.
Yeah, Holly Holmes.
Oh, okay.
Kicked her and beat her. She's from New Mexico.
Holly Holmes, I gotta check her out.
Holly Holmes is from New Mexico, actually.
Okay.
She beat her, and then she got beat by Nunez.
Okay, yeah, Nunez.
And I think Nunez beat Cyborg just recently.
What?
And Nunez is a champion. See?
Okay, yeah. So she's holding
I think that's right. Don't hold me to that.
Okay. Oh, my God. Well, listen to this.
What have you been up to?
You know what? I've been up to shooting basketball wives. Of course, we're in season 8. That's exciting. I'm about to branch out and do some more things. Because before Basketball Wives, a lot of people don't know this, I had my own show. Well, me and Doug did.
Yeah.
It was the Christie's Commit. But I built it, and I love it. And I'm going to keep cultivating that, but do my own thing, too.
Good for you.
Yeah,
you should.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, especially because you got a lot of different things going for yourself, too, especially building your brand.
That's right.
Which is amazing.
That's right. That's
so good
right.
for you.
You know what? I remember we met back in L.A. years ago, and you was doing a water. You still doing that water, right?
I have the water, yes, I still do. It's manufactured here,
but
it's not anywhere here in Sacramento right now. From there, just building up my brand and creating some more opportunities like yourself.
And Kenny, you know what I love so much about what you do is being an NBA basketball player and a star for 11 years, and then being able to be an entrepreneur off the court. That's awesome. So what do you think is easier? Was it easier playing, or is it easier now being a businessman?
I think playing, I wish I would have did more when I was playing. I didn't have as many opportunities out there while I was playing.
Right.
I was fortunate to be able to make a significant amount of money playing over the over a course of 11 years, yeah. I am an ambassador for Shriners Children's Hospital to do some things with them.
Amazing.
Ambassador for Bel Air Champaign.
Wow.
Doing some things there. Yeah. I'm trying to be like you, sweetheart. Oh. Just saying, Doug, no disrespect. I called her sweetheart, but I didn't mean it like that.
No, but, it's totally yeah, good. Saying.
So I'm just trying to build my brand and go from there.
That's amazing. Well, you're known as somebody that's very easy to talk to. I'm sure you're a great leader. Maybe you do some basketball camps. The kids would love that.
I just started that.
Oh, wow.
Actually here at American River College.
Okay, American River. Okay.
At American River College, I started being a part of that program.
Uh-huh. Part of it.
At the same time, I might get into the situation with coaching. I'm trying to figure it out right now. I have my personal clinics right now at ARC.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually go to KennyThomasBasketballAcademy.com.
Okay, fantastic.
Which is a part of KennyThomas.com, which is my website, to actually register for that.
Okay.
Have some private stuff going there, being
yeah.
in one area, in like one yourself. Area.
Yeah, don't put all your eggs yeah. in one basket. Yeah. I love it. You know what? What's your favorite arena? Arco or Golden 1? And why?
Okay, I'm jealous because I didn't get to play in Golden 1. You wish back in the day that we would have had those opportunities to be able to play in a new arena.
Yeah.
That's but right. we didn't. Yeah. But being able to see your husband, being able to be in an environment like that and being on TV is good. But me being able to be there, going to games and stuff like that, that felt good as well.
Yeah.
But it's just very refreshing that these kids nowadays are able to be able to have the resources of the new arena and everything to be able to get what they need done.
Yeah.
Because we had resources, but we could have used more as well.
I agree. And that's like the new platform with the open upstairs and all that.
Yeah.
But Arco has something special though, Kenny. Come on.
Yeah.
The fans and just the loudness and the grit of that arena.
Except for if you were visiting.
Oh, yeah.
The visitor locker room, oh my God, it was horrible.
It was horrendous. Horrible.
It was horrendous. Because I played with Houston first.
Yes, that's right.
And then from 99 to 2001, and then I went to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I was there for 2.5 years.
And that's when you traded. Right?
Yeah, 2005, I came here and I was here. I've been here ever since, but my last year on the contract was 2010, so.
Fantastic, yeah. And you traded for Chris Webber. How'd that make you feel?
Yeah, you know everybody didn't like that. Come on now, Kenny Thomas,
oh
who?
Right.
We just traded Chris Webber for Kenny Thomas and
no.
Corliss Williamson and Brian Skinner. Corliss had already been here.
Yeah.
So that was a little bit better, but I just tried to come in here and play hard, and yeah. It seemed like it was just last week.
Yeah.
But time passes, man.
Yeah,
I will talk to you about that one, too.
For sure. Oh, Kenny, yeah. You already know.
Yeah.
That's a done deal. Thank you guys so much for tuning in with us. This is Kenny Thomas. We're in Sacramento, and we're chopping it up.
Yeah, social media, man. Come on. Yes. Kenny Thomas NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Follow me on social media, KennyThomas.com, to check out all my stuff.